الحمد لله الذي أكمل لنا الدين وأتم علينا النعمة وجعل أمتنا خير أمة وبعث فينا رسولا منا يتلو علينا آياته ويزكينا ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة أحمده على نعمه الجمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله من أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وفرض عليه بيان ما أنزل إلينا فأوضح لنا الأمور المهمة فأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الفضل والهمة. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم وبأداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، ولا تلهينكم الدنيا وشهواتها ومتاعها وأموالها عما عند الله، فإن الله تبارك وتعالى عنده حسن المآب. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم: إن هذا المال خضرة حلوة، فمن أخذه بحقه ووضعه في حقه فنعم المعونة، ومن أخذه بغير حقه كان كالذي يأكل ولا يشبع. يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم شبه المال بالفاكهة الجميلة الحلوة من حيث الرغبة والميل إليه وحرص النفس عليه، شبهه بالفاكهة الخضراء الحلوة المستلذة التي تميل إليها النفس وتشتهيها. Dear brothers, I urge you and myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him and to do the good and avoid the evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from the temptations of this life and the temptations of money, and to preoccupy ourselves in the good and not to be distracted from working towards the good things that Allah Ta'ala prepared in the hereafter, which are surely better than what this life has to offer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as was narrated in Sahih Muslim, likened the desire to have money to the ripe sweet fruit. When you see a ripe sweet fruit, your nafs, yourself, desires it. You want to eat it. Likewise, the money. When you have an opportunity to get an amount of money, the nafs is desired to get it. Halla, some people, their nafs controls them to get it from the halal way, and some people does not have this control, so they get that money from any source, in any way, in any means. So that's where we have to be careful. Because this money could be useful and it could be harmful. فَالَّذِي يَأْخُذُ الْمَالِ مِنْ طَرِيقٍ حَلَالٍ وَيَصْرِفُهُ فِي طَرِيقِ خَيْرٍ فَيَصْرِفُهُ مَثَلًا عَلَى زَوْجَتِهِ بنية حسنة أو على أولاده أو على أبويه أو على أقربائه أو يصرفه في وجوه البر والخير فهو نعمة عظيمة. يعني منه مذموم؟ لا، هنا هذا ممدوح، هذا المال جبته من حلال وصرفته بالحلال. حتى لو صرفته على أولادك، على زوجتك، على الأكل والشرب بالحلال، وعندك نية حسنة أن تطعم أولادك حلال، فلك ثواب في ذلك المال. هذا المال صار وسيلة إلى تحصيل الثواب. So if you have this money that you got from a halal source, it could be beneficial, as I said, it could be useful. You use that money, you got it, you acquired it by working a halal job that does not have any shubha, that does not have any haram in it, does not have any source of haram. So you use that money in the halal as well, such as spending it on your wife for the sake of Allah, or your children, or your family members, your relatives, your parents, or in the good deeds. You donated it, you supported the schools, you supported the masjid, the musalla, you supported the Muslim cause. Then this money turns to become a good means for you to get thawab. So my advice, dear brothers, is convert your money to become a means, a way to get thawab. How do you do that? By making sure you get it from the halal source and you try your most effort to use it or part of it in the halal source, in the halal way, such as the good deeds, donating it or part of it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be well prepared for you in the akhirah, and you will get the fruits of this sadaqah in the akhirah, insha'Allah ta'ala. فهذا المال عندها يكون عونا لك على آخرتك. بدك المال يكون عونا لك على آخرتك ولا عونا عليك؟ طبعا بدنا إياه يكون عونا لنا. فهذا المال إن صرفته فيما يرضي الله وفي طاعة الله وفي أبواب الخير يكون عندئذ عونا لك. أما إذا صرفته في الحرام كيف بده يكون عونا لك؟ تأتي يوم القيامة وتجد هذه الأموال عونا عليك. فعندها يا أخي المسلم يكون وبال، هذا المال يكون وبالا عليك. أما من استعمل هذا المال وسيلة لكسب الأجر في الآخرة فهو نعم المعونة على مصالح الآخرة. يعني هذا المال، نصيحتي أن نجعل هذا المال وسيلة لكسب الأجر. كيف هذا المصاري، كيف بدي خليه يصير وسيلة لكسب الأجر؟ بأن أنفقه أو أنفق شيئا منه، ولو يعني برسنتج منه، فيما ينفع المسلمين، فيما ينفع مصالح المسلمين، فعندها هذا المال يكون عونا لك وذخرا في الآخرة. أنت راح تنساه. هلأ إذا تصدقت مثلا 5% من هذا المال لله تعالى لمصالح المسلمين العامة أو للفقراء أو للما شابه، أنت تنساه، ولكن يبقى لك ذخرا يوم القيامة. So if you donate part of this money that Allah تعالى provided for you, remember that that money that you have is owned by Allah. You and your money are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just Allah ta'ala provided for you some of that money. So remember that it is provided from Allah. If you used it well by converting it to a way to get reward, insha'Allah ta'ala you get the benefit of that money and it will be help for you in the akhirah. And if you used it in the other way, by carelessly buying haram meat, haram food, by buying haram things, spending it in a haram way, then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be a bad consequence for you if you did not repent from that sin. So be very careful and think of that money that you have. How can I make it a way to get thawab? Or part of it, say 5% of it, of my income, I want to use it for a good cause. Then that 5% will remain for you as an investment in the akhirah. Some people, they don't even, they use that money that Allah provided for them, and they don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they use it, so they use it in any way, in any mean. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شبه هذا المال بالخضرة الحلوة وقال أن من وضعه في حقه فيكون هذا المال نعم المعونة وأن من أخذه بغير حقه تبهو كان كالذي يأكل يأكل ولا يشبع صدق رسول الله. As I said in the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام compared money to the ripe fruit. It's available, ripe, and tasty, and desirable. You want to eat it. If you took it from a halal way, and you put it in a halal way, then it will be a great help, and beneficial and rewardable. But if you take it from a haram way, يعني you stole it, you took it by force, it's, you're not rightful of that money or the like, and you spent it, you will not get its barakah. ما فيها barakah. And the Prophet said, كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. He is like the one who is eating, 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 but is not getting satisfied. What's the benefit? Why is that happening? Because Allah Ta'ala took the barakah away. That's why so many people, they have so much money in their hands, but there is no barakah in it. Subhanallah al-Azim. So let us check to make sure that we are not falling in that situation. أَمَّا الْمَالِ يَا إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ فليس مذموما على الإطلاق كما تعلمون. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم المال الصالح للرجل الصالح. The money, dear brothers, is not categorically dispraised under all circumstances. Rather, in some cases it is praised. The Prophet praised it عليه الصلاة والسلام in the case that means, in the hadith, which means money is a blessing for the pious Muslim who acquires it from a halal way and spends it in doing the good as well. So he said in this hadith that money is a blessing if acquired in halal and spent in halal. Money is a blessing if acquired from halal and spent in halal. فالرجل الذي يأخذ ماله من طريق حلال ويصرفه في وجوه الحلال في وجوه الخير يكون له المال نعمة ولنا في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابته رضوان الله عليهم أسوة حسنة في بذل المال في وجوه الخير والبر. Let's take our messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions as great examples in that. What did the Prophet do when he had money? What did the Sahaba do when they had money? As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibn Abbas used to say that the Prophet was the most giving person. Allahu Akbar. Was the most giving, yani he was the most generous. And he said he would be more generous in the month of Ramadan. More giving in the month of Ramadan. Some people described him, the Prophet. They described the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They said that he gives the gifts like the kings give. يعني king usually has lots to give. So they give a lot because they have a lot. But the Prophet, for whatever little he had عليه الصلاة والسلام, he used to give a lot عليه الصلاة والسلام. وكذلك سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه كان مثالا في البذل والعطاء في طاعة الله تعالى إذ أنه صرف كل أمواله في طاعة الله كما تعلمون. Also سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه was a great example in spending all that he had for the sake of Allah. As you know from the story, when سيدنا عمر said, I shall compete with Abu Bakr this time and I shall give more than he does. He's trying to do more khayr. And competing in khayr is a good thing. It is not jealousy. For example, if you say, if you give 1,000, I'm going to give 2,000. This competition in khayr is praised in Al-Quran. So Sayyiduna Umar tried to do that. But Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was even more giving. As he came And Sayyiduna Umar had given half of his belongings, half of his assets for the sake of Allah, our master Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had given all of his assets for the sake of Allah. He gave all his money for the sake of Allah. That's why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالٌ قَطُّ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرِ. يعني مال أبو بكر نفع الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, يعني بالدعوة أكثر شيء. يعني this hadith, that's why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام praised Abu Bakr, who had given all his assets for the Muslim cause. And he said that no money has benefited me as much as the money of Abu Bakr. Ya salam. Radiyallahu anhu. And look what Abu Bakr said. لَمَّا سَمِعَ النَّبِيَ يَقُولُ هَذَا بَكَى أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَقَالَ هَلْ أَنَا وَمَالِي إِلَّا لَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, may Allah ta'ala reward him tremendously, said, after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam praised him, he said that no money benefited me as much as the money of Abu Bakr. What did Abu Bakr say? What did he do? He cried and he said, my money and I are at your service, ya Rasulallah. My money and myself at your service, ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فاسأل نفسك أخي المسلم قبل أن تأخذ المال. وقف شوي, فكر, هل هذا المال كله مصدره حلال؟ ما تتسرع, تأكد أنه حصلته من الحلال. ثم عندما تنفقه تأكد أنك تنفقه في باب خير ولو جزءا منه. When you are acquiring this money, check, stop, check. Did I fully acquire it from halal? Alhamdulillah. If not, make it in a halal way. And when you spend it also, check, remember, stop. Remember the good intention and spend it in a good way. Spend it in a beneficial thing that you will get reward for. If not all of it, then part of it, percentage of it. Give part of it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, because it will remain for you in the Akhirah. وتذكر حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي سأنهي به إن شاء الله, حيث قال لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. خلينا نتذكر هاي الأربع أمور. Let us remember as I conclude my khutbah these four things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith, where he said the foot of the slave on the day of judgment will not move from one station to the next until he's asked about these four things. يعني in every station on judgment day, there are 50 stations in judgment, on judgment day. From one station to the next, from one spot to the next, he will be asked about these four things. So let us remember those things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us of. He said, يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن علمه ماذا عمل به وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وكيف أنفقه وعن جسده فيما أبلاه. فاسأل نفسك أخي قبل أن تسأل وحاسب نفسك قبل أن تحاسب. جعلك الله وإياي من الذين يسارعون في بذل المال الحلال في وجوه الخيرات والطاعات ومن الذين يتزودون لآخرتهم بالأعمال الصالحة ليلا ونهارا لتكون لنا ذخرا وزادا يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. So brother, dear Muslims, ask yourself before acquiring money and spending it, where are you getting it from and what are you spending it on, as the Prophet mentioned in the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in that in the hereafter, one will not move out after coming out of the grave, the person will not move forward until he is asked about four matters. And they are how he spent his life, how he implemented the knowledge that he learned, and how he acquired his money and how he spent it, and how he used his body. All of these four are endowments from Allah. We are required to use them in the way that Allah accepts. So fellow brothers, ask yourselves these questions before you are asked about them in the hereafter. And hold yourself to account before you are held accountable. May Allah make us among those who spend money in doing good deeds, acts of obedience, and from those who spend their day and night gaining rewards. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of a good benefit to others and to save us on the day in which money and children are of no value, and what benefits the person is his good deeds. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ استغفر الله.